الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. We have a great respectable honorable guest here who is an ustad in Jalalabad and from very long from the time of Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. And Hazrat Maulana has got many students here also who studied under Maulana. So Maulana will give us some advices. Just before that, just as a reminder that we are in these Mubarak days. Time itself is very, very precious all the time. And then Ashhur-e-Hurum, the sacred month, very much more precious. And now this first 10 days of Zulhijjah, these are even more great and more precious. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Ma min ayyamin, there are no days that the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, the ibadat of Allah, ahabba ilallah min hadhi al-ayyam al-ashar, that Allah loves His ibadat the most during these 10 days. And today, now already the second has started. One day is gone already. And they are referred to as 10, but they are 9 days really. So we only left with 8 days. And they are extremely valuable days. So we should try and make the best of these days. And then Sahaba asked that walal jihadu fi sabilillah, during these days, not even jihad is so beloved to Allah than amal salihah. Amal salihah, we all know, righteous, pious deeds. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam say, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, not even jihad, illa rajulun kharaja bi nafsihi wa malihi, but a person who goes with his own wealth, his own life, and walam yarja bi shay'in min dhalik, and he doesn't return with any of that. He becomes a shaheed. He gives all his, he spends all his money. He made his wife a widow. He made his children orphans for the sake of Allah. How great! But more greater than that is the ibadat of these days. And all the ibadat as we know as ibadat, specifically what has been referred to in the Hadith Sharif, the rozas of these days. Every day's roza is equal to 1 year's roza. And 1 year is 360 days more or less. So every day's roza will get the sawab of 360 days of roza. Like that, who will keep for 360 days? Yeah, just keeping one roza and for 300. And if you the 10 days, though it's 9 really, but 10 days is 3,600 days rozas we can get just by keeping this. Each night is equal to Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr is khayrum min alf shahr. Not equal to 1,000 months, khayrum, more better than 1,000 months. So each night's ibadat is equal to 1,000 months. And a month has got 30 nights. So it is equal to 30,000 nights. So every night's ibadat. So how much can't we gain? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala, that when He wishes to, then Allah Ta'ala gives as much as He wants to. So these are those days that each night's ibadat, 30,000. And not 30,000 nights, khayrum min al-fishar. And when Allah says khayr, only Allah knows how much more better it is. And if it's the 10 nights that we spend in the ibadat of Allah, and the night, the 7th, 8th and 9th of this month, those nights, Laylatul Tarwiyah, Laylatul Arafah, and all this, yeah, even more. And the night of Eid, the reward is even more. So if we spend all this in the ibadat of Allah, and if we can't manage to physically spend all the time, really what we should do is take our annual leave, where we are entitled to, take it during these times. Instead of taking in December, and we go to the resorts, to the haram and napak places, and voluntarily we go there, miss our namazes with jamaat, miss our namazes in the masjid, and we go and see animals in the Kruger Park, go and see animals in the zoo, spend those times, take the holidays now. And the whole night we can make ibadat, the whole day we can sleep. We won't even feel the roza, even if it's a summer roza. At the moment our rozas are so easy. just about 12 hours to Rosa. So the nights we can spend like this, how much? And for Akhirat, that is when our eyes will open. Then we will see how much we have earned now. We will see there. So these nights. And the ibadat of this is third kalima. Baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. The ibadat is the roza in the day. And the night ibadat, as much as we can do, try and read the last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, till the end. The reward is the whole night ibadat. Try and read Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha. The reward is of, we can make the whole year the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. Make it in these Mubarak days, how much more? And then if we make our Isha with Jamaat, Fajr with Jamaat, and we should do this throughout the year, especially in this time, more care, Takbir-e-Ula properly, and namaz also properly, iqamat-e-salah, not just sallu-salah, but iqamat-e-salah, itmam-e-salah, that we should try and make our namazes perfect and properly, so we can gain so much whatever ibadat we do. And then, when the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, during these eight days, third kalima we should read in abundance. On the ninth, the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu, la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. If we want to add, which we are used to, yuhyi wa yumeet. Otherwise, most of the rewrites come without yuhyi wa yumeet. Biyadil khair wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. This was the wazifa of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah. And Allah Ta'ala loves this ibadah, this wazifa, very great. So on the 9th, we should read the fourth kalima in abundance. Take out time and read our fourth kalima. And then also, from the morning of the 9th, the day of Arafah, then the takbir-e, the shriq starts. And that is also, we should read man wa jamaat after the farz namaz. And we shouldn't read it like lazily, without any enthusiasm, with feeling. We don't have to scream the roof of the masjid down, but read it that we got that feeling. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, walillahil hamd. And لِتُكَبِّرُ ala ma hadakum wa وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah has given this great ibadah. And then on the 10th, the Qurbani starts. That there is no greater ibadat which Allah loves during the days of Qurbani than the amal of Qurbani. So we should try, even if we are not, if Qurbani is not wajib, if we can put our few rands together and make Qurbani, very, very valuable it will be. For our children, not wajib on them. And we cannot make with their money, but we can manage it, make on behalf of them. Particularly our marhumeen, our parents, make on behalf of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, make on behalf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, and if we can, then make on behalf of Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ismail alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and of course the greatest of all, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Those who can afford it, and usually many people send their qurbanis to other places where the people don't have, they haven't, they will get meat also to eat, and we can score on this year. And then make behalf of on our parents, our asatiza, our mashayikh, Allah give us tawfiq. So during those days, we should try and do that ibadat and enjoy this. And the qurbani meat is da'wat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah is making da'wat. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, during the 3 days of qurbani, he should not eat roti, rice or anything. Only the qurbani meat. He says, da'wat from Allah Ta'ala. When Allah is giving you da'wat, somebody gave you a wonderful da'wat, and they prepared the best, and you go with your brown bread and rooibos tea, and you want to eat your brown bread and rooibos tea. And what a da'wat they have prepared for you. Allah's da'wat, and it's laughable. Many of us, we have chicken biryani on Eid day. How can we have chicken biryani on Eid, on this Eid year? And we have other things, curry khichri, somebody with all its kachya bachya, all the 10, 20 extras. But on this day, it is really qurbani meat that we should try and eat. And it is also mustahab that we don't have anything to eat on this morning of Eid. The first thing we eat is of the qurbani animal. Some of us, we do last year's qurbani, but actually this year's qurbani, the fresh qurbani. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Let us value this. This year is here. So hopefully we will live for it. We don't, Allah knows only. Next year is still a year away. Who will live till then? Make the best of it now. And spread this to all our friends also. Let them also take part and benefit from this. Let us not just pass these days blindly. That we don't see the benefit. We don't enjoy the benefit. Our train is going off our goods for akhirat. If we let it go empty, it will go empty. And if we fill it with gunas even during these days, how terrible won't that be? That gunas will take the form of snakes in the qabr, the form of fire in the qabr, the form of all types of azab in the qabr. And if we fill it with good deeds, beautiful gardens, wonderful enjoyment, the fruit, the mansions, the trees, all the great, great ni'mat. It's up to us how much we want to do. Let us do, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq.